But there was a night when Delius reported and wrote that at sunset he was sitting on the veranda of this little wooden shack that he lived in there in the citrus groves, and he heard all of the plantation workers at sunset gathered in the distance. They were singing, they were harmonizing a cappella, singing spirituals in sort of like gospel harmonies. And he wrote how that struck him to his, that created this spiritual response in him that led to the rest of his entire output of his music. And you can read about Delius and listen to other music. In fact, we're doing one of his very best pieces on our April concert. But there's something that Delius's music captures better, uniquely well, that nobody else could really, really approach. And I think that this work you're about to hear is the epitome of that style, because it came from that event. This piece came from that event of listening to the singers in the evening. This work begins as sort of a spiritual journey, as I mentioned. There is an evocation of daybreak. Then you will hear what sounds like a dance, clearly a dance with banjos being played, with the harps and the violas plucked. And it's a very jolly thing, but there's something very sentimental, something very sad about it too. There is then the theme that we will hear, because the work is essentially a theme and variations. And the theme you will hear played by the English horn. It's a very simple melody that Delius learned from the workers on his plantation. Incidentally, all of this will be projected for you to follow the various phases of this great journey. Then the variations begin on that melody, and Delius uses all sorts of fanciful devices, orchestral devices and whatnot, to paint these fantastic pictures. Many of them are sort of like little tone pictures of what he was experiencing. There's one variation fairly early when it sounds like the banks of the Mississippi River are just overflowing. There's another time when you hear a gentle waltz, things that he heard when he was in the towns and the cities, in the cafes and whatnot. And at any rate, as these variations progress, even when they're very frivolous and very, very fanciful, each of them tends to end in a very sad-sounding, resigned way. And gradually through these variations, you could almost swear that you hear voices hovering across from the distance, from the ancient ancestral voices of the workers and whatnot that Delius knew. I'm not really certain. Then there's a variation in the middle when you swear that you are as if you're lying out in a field at night, staring up at the stars. This is the very center, emotional center of the piece. And as the piece progresses, you sense that it's moving in some place and it's about to reveal some great secret near the end of it. There is a waltz. Near the very end, there's a march. It sounds like a festive march with the snare drum and the bass drum and whatnot, a street march that Delius would have heard perhaps when he was in one of the cities. But it's very quickly cut short by what sounds like a great summons in the brass. And now we are facing that great revelation of this piece. There is a somber processional march. Then finally the chorus sings. They sing the full tune that we've been hearing all this time, but they now sing it harmonized the way Delius heard it that night, that evening, sitting on the veranda and hearing the voices at sunset. Then there's another march that is so heavy with emotion that it just seems about to burst. And finally, a solo voice is heard. And it's only at that point, in the very last 3 or 4 minutes of this great journey, that we understand truly what the journey has been about. And the voice sings, and the chorus answers. And one would expect from the text, and you'll see it written in your program, one would expect the final 3 minutes of this piece to be tragic. These people are being torn apart from one another and separated. And don't you be too lonesome, love, and don't you fret and cry. And the soloist, the chorus then begins, for the dawn is softly breaking, and you'll find me ever awaiting my own sweet Nellie Gray. Hey ho, hey ho. And what sounds like it should be tragic sounds actually very almost festive and soaring and celebratory, because Delius felt that human tragedy, as exemplified by these two people who are being pulled apart from one another, Delius felt that that tragedy was inevitable and that somehow it's all subsumed and all absorbed into the greatness of nature, that great flowing Mississippi River which so stunned him, and the great cosmos, which just absorbs all of human tragedy and sorrow as part of it in its great glory. An amazing concept, a work which has never been played in Chicago. It is Appalachia by Frederick Delius.